Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's cast, not too picky feedback. Some of you are going to love that. Here we go. I want to ask you what caused you to pick this topic today, because I know at one of our recent conferences, this idea of pickiness came up. In my mind, I was thinking maybe you wrote it because of that, but we hear that comment all the time, right? So it certainly can't be because of the last conference.
Yeah, look, this is a classic false opposite situation. We've said many times, conferences, public, private, all kinds of situations, that too many of us as managers wait too long to give feedback. You know, you're in my overly simplistic model is driving down a straight road with your hand on top of the wheel. And if it makes you more comfortable, folks, you can have your cell phone in your other hand if it makes you feel like you're really driving.
Yeah,
And text on it, by the way. Feel comfortable texting while you're driving. That's always a good thing to do. With your hand on the top of the wheel, imagine not moving your hand at all, not even a millimeter, while going down a straight road. Even if the road's straight and you were pointed straight, in 90 seconds, you're going to end up in the ditch, okay? Or almost in the ditch anyway. And if you find yourself in that situation, you're going to jerk the wheel really hard to get back into your lane. You're going to be scared and you're going to jerk the wheel and get back in your lane, and everybody's going to be uncomfortable for a second. And it's the same thing now. Managers see a direct doing something wrong, but they shrug it off. You know, he's a good performer. That'll pass. It's a small thing. I'll say something once a pattern develops. And then in the managerial equivalent of 90 seconds of driving, I guess, suddenly the pattern has developed and the manager really doesn't want to have a big conversation, but now suddenly we're having to have a conversation. Suddenly there's a problem we need to discuss.
Right. Now it's a big thing. Right.
And suddenly, yeah, it's a big thing. Suddenly it's stop by my office at the end of your day. Oh, those are always lovely words to hear as a direct, right? And the fact is, nobody really likes this model. Managers don't say this works,
right?
Nobody suggests that. But boy, do managers defend this broken model when we suggest not waiting and giving feedback the first time. The Manager Tools feedback model suggests doing what you actually do when you're driving down a totally straight road, which, by the way, is just another human system, just like working with directs. You driving is a human system. What we recommend you do is make small, even almost imperceptible corrections constantly. You don't wait until your direct is almost in the ditch, and then you have to have one of those tough conversations we all dread. And here's the thing. Managers defend the model. Oh, well, you know, this is the way I do it now, and I guess it's going okay. When secretly they know it stinks for them. It stinks for the direct. Everybody hates that jerk, you know, the car wheel to get you back on the road. And what they say is, I can't be giving feedback constantly. If we make small corrections all the time, my directs will think they're always in trouble. Well, that's not a function of the corrections, dude. That's a function of you. And by the way, I want to be a little bit forgiving after all. Won't they think I'm being picky? Right? And it's funny, like, okay, my system doesn't work, but your system is wrong too. Okay. Anyway, so for all you managers who think the Manager Tools feedback model is too picky, because we recommend making small corrections, here's the cast for you. If you're uncomfortable giving negative feedback so quickly when things aren't quite right, you don't have to. And the why and how are really simple. We have three recommendations in today's cast. You let the first instance of a potential negative feedback pass. You don't do anything at all. You note it, but you let it go. On the second instance, you give negative feedback quickly, politely, professionally. And the third point here is you don't mention the first instance at all when you're giving feedback on the second instance, because it's only feedback. We don't pile on with feedback. We don't pile it up. Otherwise, we're just putting people in a little smaller, a little bit closer ditch. That's all.
Okay. So you're actually going to suggest to folks that they see somebody doing something wrong, or they weren't accurate on the report, or they did something small, right? We're talking about small corrections here. And literally you're going to give them the pass to not mention it?
Yep.
Wow.
For all the managers who say, it's too picky to give negative feedback on something small, I'd rather wait. When you see the first instance of lateness or poor communication or lack of attention to detail, let it go. In terms of saying nothing, while you note the occurrence. Okay. Now, mind you, some of you will say, this is great. I'll give a pass on all these one-time things. And in a way, we're agreeing with you. Okay. You can think to yourself, I'm being so nice here. I'm letting things go. I'm such a forgiving boss. Or if you prefer, you could say to yourself, I don't need to say anything if they don't do it again, right? And frankly, you'd be right. If you don't say something the first time somebody makes an error in a report and the next report comes in and it doesn't have that error in it, you don't need to have said anything, right? And that's because how effective managers think about feedback is focused on future behavior, not on past behavior. But you could even think, if you're a total manager tools geek, you can say the purpose of mentioning it as feedback would be to change their future behavior. And if I don't say anything and yet they do change on their own, I've achieved my purpose and I've saved some time and I've shown some flexibility and they might even give me credit for being forgiving. Of course, if you actually think that way, totally manager tools geeked out that way, I a little bit, but fundamentally, if you don't notice something or if you notice, but you don't say anything and it doesn't happen again, you saved yourself some time. The problem is that model doesn't work if you see it 7 times or see it 3 times or see it 5 times, right? So look, we know some of you think it's picky to mention adjusting feedback on the first instance. We don't. We've done this for years. We know thousands of managers who have done it for years, and it works fine and directs get over that first, why are you giving me feedback? And that's not because they're not gasping or being fearful because of the feedback you're about to give them. They're gasping because they're responding to the old way of managers not giving feedback until they're almost in the ditch. Okay. And they plaster that on your face because you're their boss at the time. They think about you as the boss based on all their previous boss experience, which includes other bosses who may or may not be as good as you. Okay. So we know you think it's picky to mention feedback on give some negative feedback on the first instance. But, and so at the same time, we understand you have that concern. You know, we think it's the false opposite of waiting forever and then making a big deal of something small, but we're not going to argue with you. So note what the guidance is, though. You let the first instance pass. If somebody's late to a meeting, just note it, but let it go. It's no big deal. We're not saying here, let a few of them go, because then you're back in the ditch. It doesn't say let some of them go, because you're getting back toward the ditch. It doesn't say let them go until you're ready to chat. Again, you're going to end up in the ditch, and it's going to be whiplash moment, and everybody's going to be uncomfortable. And frankly, the bigger problem than all of this, which is the 900-pound gorilla in the room, is too many managers wait until they're ready to chat, and they decide when they're ready to chat, I'm really too tired to do that, and they wait till the end of the year, and they have no credibility to give anybody any feedback because they saw it happening and they didn't say anything. If you see something happen 10 times over the course of the year, you don't say anything, you've got no professional credibility. You've got no professional credibility at all to be telling your direct, I noticed something a number of times and we've got to talk about it now. You just threw them under the bus every time you walked away from what you might think is a difficult conversation. Whereas if you had gone with a newer model, a smaller model, a simpler model, an imperceptible correction on the straight road model, they'd have learned to get over it. You'd have gotten over it and you'd be giving lots of feedback. So the guidance is let the first instance pass. The first one, folks, just one. Let that first one go.
Okay, so you did your good deed on the first instance, you know.
Oh yeah, we're in the good deed doing business here. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, you're nice, or you gave somebody some grace. But based on the first and only one rule, then you notice the second time, and now it's time to give feedback.
Yeah. It's easy. For those of you who don't know it, the feedback model is really simple. 4 steps. Hey, can I give you some feedback? When you're late, it slows us down. Can you get here on time? Thanks. Right? You ask, you say what they did, you describe their behavior, you describe the impact. Steps 2 and 3 are when you're late, it slows us down. You did this. This is what happened. Here's the stimulus. Here's a response. Here's the input. Here's the output. Here's the cause. Here's the effect. Hey, can I share something with you? When your report isn't complete, it worries me about what's not done. Can you do that better? Thanks. Same thing. Ask, stimulus, response. Can you do it better? Okay. Hey, can we talk about what just happened? When you don't have an answer about one of your projects, you look unprepared. Can you work on that? Thanks. Very casual, very relaxed. And we're not going to rehash the feedback cast right now because there are thousands of you, tens of thousands of you have already heard it. But what we're saying is you let the first one go, you note it, and you give negative feedback about the second instance as if it's a single instance of feedback, because it is, well, I'm sorry, as if it's a single instance of behavior, because it is a single instance of behavior. We are not addressing the pattern, but I'm getting ahead of myself.
I noticed earlier you said we're going to let it go, but we're going to note the fact that it happened the first time, right? So isn't this the place where you talk about that? So you're going to let the first one go, but that doesn't mean you completely forget about it, right? I mean, you got to address it.
So what you said was, that doesn't mean you completely forget about it. You got to address it. And I would argue that's a false conclusion, right? You don't forget about it, but you don't address it. We only give feedback about one instance at a time. The moment you say you were late today and you were late 2 days ago, what you're hinting at is the ditch of repeated failure. Okay? Look, when your directs make a mistake, they generally know it. Generally. Think about yourself, folks. You have a boss. You know when you made a mistake. When your boss points it out, if you missed your first mistake because your boss is already doing it the way we're recommending, if you missed your first mistake, when your boss gives you the feedback on the second mistake but doesn't mention the first one, I'd bet 99% of you would immediately go, ooh, I did this twice. And in fact, your boss is not talking to you about it, and you're going to know she's not talking to you about it, and you're going to say, wow, he or she gave me a pass. That's exactly what your directs are going to do. I've said it before. We're not that much different from our directs. If you begin to think you're that much different than your directs, you've got an ego problem that you need to think about. So look.
Could be.
Yeah. If you've given one of your directs a pass on something, the pass on the first one extends through the delivering on the second one. Now, look, if you've listened to a lot of our cast, you've probably listened to systemic feedback. We promise you folks, there's a way to address something that you give repeated feedback to, and they don't do anything. It's systemic feedback. It's one of our favorite casts of all time. All this stuff fits together. The manager tools, suite of tools, all fit together. And systemic feedback, in my opinion, is a beautiful way to address repeated failure to make small adjustments. And it's kind of about being in the ditch, but not really. Actually, it's about not correcting on the way to the ditch, right? That's the problem. Being in the ditch is what hurts, but let's not solve the symptom, which is being in the ditch. Let's solve the problem, which is watching yourself get further off the road and not doing anything about it. But you only know you're getting further away from the road if your boss is talking to you. Hey, look, you do that. That's not good. So I promise you, we're going to address a systemic failure in behavioral change. And I say failure in behavioral change because if somebody does something wrong and then they correct, that's a success. And by the way, if you're folks, if you're sitting out there going, gee, this management stuff is hard. Yeah, sometimes it is. It's not complex, but it may be difficult to do day in and out. It takes discipline. Management is about discipline. But if you're saying it's hard, well, just hire the perfect person who never makes a mistake. And then you don't have to listen to manager tools anymore. Yeah, it's super,
good
super
luck with
easy. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so they did it the first time, and you noted it. And the reason I said note it, Mike, was because you got to remember it. If you forget about it, if you see it and forget about it, then the next time the thing comes up, you're on the first instance again, right? You have to know that there was one before in order to give feedback on the second one. But again, you give feedback only on the second one, and you don't mention that first instance at all. And look, if it helps you feel that you're not being picky, great. Good for you. Frankly, we think you probably missed the first instance of lateness or low quality or lack of communication or a missed deadline. You can't be everywhere, and effective managers don't try to be anywhere but the one place making the most difference, which means when you're in place X, you're in everywhere in the world that's not X, which means you're missing everything that's happening in the not X world. I hate to be too scientific for you. If it helps you feel that you're, quote, believing they'll self-correct by not saying something, that's fine, folks. And why is it fine? Because the purpose of the conversation is to change future behavior. If you don't mention something that one of your directs does, it's a little bit off. If they do self-correct, you not saying something actually worked just fine. That said, if they don't self-correct, don't gang up on them. If you're going to let the first instance pass, let it pass. Breathe in, breathe out, move on. Jimmy Buffett. Don't mention it. When you give brief and polite feedback on the second instance, you don't mention the first instance at all. They know they messed up. Or if they didn't, the moment they get feedback the second time, they know they messed up twice because they remember the other time they messed up. You'll probably get some ego-saving kudos from them by only, quote, noticing the second one and leaving the first one out, and so you're not hinting at a pattern. Great. Lucky you. There's a part of me that doesn't care secretly how you feel as long as you engage in the right behaviors toward being effective with your folks. And too many managers think, well, you know, I don't feel like I should do this. And, you know, it's funny. We tolerate that from ourselves. But then if we hear our CEO say, you know, I was supposed to do a strategy, but it's really hard. Strategy's hard. I got to work with a bunch of different people. They don't always agree with me. I didn't feel like doing it this year. Wow. Right? Wow. We expect that person to handle their responsibilities dispassionately. Well, we ought to do it the same as a manager. If you want a shot at being a great executive, folks, you need to learn to be a dispassionate manager, a caring manager, a concerned manager, and a dispassionate one.
Right. You know, there's a problem here, though, with this technique. And this is particularly challenging for me because, you know, if I see something, I don't say something, okay. The next time, you know, now I'm a little annoyed. Right. And the idea then of giving dispassionate feedback, of doing it with a smile on my face and and thinking about the future just becomes not impossible, obviously.
Yeah.
It's harder, right? I got to think about it. Now I got to control my emotions. not a bad thing, frankly. But man, just giving it the first time is so much easier. But
I wish everybody could see me right now as you're describing your concerns about being annoyed because, first of all, I need to apologize. If they could see me, they would see a half put together office. The first thing which was put together was the microphone and a computer so I could have what I needed in front of to make a Skype call and record this. But my office is not fully set up. So folks, if it feels a little echoey in here, it is not Mike or Paul's fault. It is my fault for not having my office made up after a family move. And that said, if you saw me sitting in an incomplete office, making the little violin thing, making the smallest violin in the world, say, my heart bleeds for you, Mike. You're a little bit annoyed, right? Yeah. Look, the whole idea of the feedback model, and frankly, what effective managers and leaders know, is the idea of focusing on the future as opposed to the mistake already made is huge. Effective managers know we can't do anything about the past. Nobody can. Effective managers don't think about punishment because punishment doesn't work the way you think it does. Okay? If you're angry, if you're annoyed, and it shows, your delivery is going to be perceived as punishment. And what's more, it will give your direct a reason to be defensive. It's okay to be angry. Look, we're all angry at work at various times, you know, some one or two times a year, some are one or two times a day. You just can't show it. It's your job to be dispassionate. Effective managers only think about what they want the next time in the future, because the future is the only thing we can influence. The moment you get angry or annoyed and you deliver that anger or that annoyance, you're saying this feedback is about me and you should fear my anger because I have role power over you. Suddenly, this is no longer about changing the future. This is about you asserting your role power. And as we know, those of you who listen for a while, asserting your role power doesn't help. That's all. So look, I feel for you and I get annoyed too. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. We should tell managers it's okay to feel annoyed. It's not okay to express that annoyance, or let's put it this way, it's not effective to express that annoyance, and it's definitely not okay to express anger. And even if you think it's okay because you have a lot of role power, your directs don't, they don't like it, and you're not going to get what you want. It'll make you feel better, but you're not going to get what you want.
Yeah.
It's a real concern, and that's part of the growth and professional maturity that happens between just starting out as a manager and growing into a professional and effective manager.
Right. And we're not suggesting to folks that everybody ought to wait and not give feedback on the first instance.
No.
Don't miss it. We do know that people push back because they think it's being too picky. So this cast is for those of you who think it's too picky to see something and mention it to your folks in a professional and polite manner.
Yeah.
So if you feel that way, but then you find yourself getting annoyed and the effectiveness of your feedback goes down because you have emotion in your voice or an expression on your face that suggests that you're angry, you know, don't blame Stop this it. Model because this yeah, is yeah. 'cause we don't think this is the best way to do it.
Yeah. For instance, saying, you know, I thought you'd fix this on your own. I decided I'd wait until the second time, but now I've got to talk to you.
Right.
That's not what we're saying here, folks. Remember, what we said was when you give brief and polite feedback on the second instance, don't mention the first instance at all. right? So brief and polite, not there's a pattern here and I don't like it.
Good.
Okay. All right, good. So wrapping up, let the first instance pass. Give negative feedback about the second instance and only the second instance. Don't mention that first instance at all. And look, we want effective future behavior. That's all that matters to your organization. You can't do anything about the past. How you feel about a mistake isn't important. What's important is it doesn't happen again. If you want to be demanding and be forgiving and not be so picky, here's your chance. Let that first instance go.
Good. Awesome, my friend.
Thanks, partner.
We'll see you. Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you again next week. Meantime, have a great one. So long.